Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some nutrition. We head back to Vancouver in Canada. Steph Cork joining us once again. Steph, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Steph, something we haven't actually touched on at all in our previous chats is nutrition, and it's vital. It's a part of what we do as triathletes that if we neglect it, it has a direct impact on the sport. For you personally, what's your sort of approach to nutrition and how it fits into your whole sort of training regime?
Yeah, talk about the fourth sport, hey? Not to be taken lightly, definitely. I worked really closely with my coach on this one. And Jasper was great because when I came to him as an athlete, I actually had huge stomach issues and I was never really digesting nutrition, or I would avoid taking nutrition in. And he put a stop on that very quickly. There was just no time for, you know, a run to go sideways because of nutrition, because nutrition is something we can control. So if you could control it, then figure out what you need to do so that it doesn't hinder you was really his approach. And we went through some, you know, different trial and errors of what would work and what wouldn't, and figuring out, you know, what my carbohydrate load needed to be and what, you know, how much salt I needed to take in and what my sweat ratios were. So I feel like we really dialed in my race day nutrition, and Jasper's a really big proponent of making sure that your long efforts are dress rehearsals for race day. So my long rides are same nutrition that I'll race with, and again, staying consistent in that. The piece that we really started working on together this year, though, was in nutrition outside of the sport. And what did I need to cut, or what did I need to time differently? Because, you know, the truth was that I wanted to drop some weight. And what did I need to do to drop weight, especially knowing that Kona was the end goal? And, you know, racing in the heat with extra weight is really tough on your body. So, yeah, again, it's such a controversial topic. And when you talk to people about wanting to drop weight, they have opinions. And it's like this piece of society that I just wish we could talk about. We want, you know, wanting to be the healthiest version of ourselves. So I wouldn't say I've nailed it, Brad. I think it's a work in progress. One thing that I did cut was refined sugar outside of training. So cutting down on refined sugar and refined carbs certainly helped kick things off. The timing of which I eat, you know, timing food and meals around workouts and not eating into the evening has also helped a lot. But I'm really not, I think there's so much, you know, regimented routine in our lives that I wanted there to be some room of flexibility with nutrition. And yet, you know, like I had mentioned, if you know what you want, then you just need to be willing to put the work in. And, you know, what that means for nutrition is a lifestyle, and a lifestyle that I guess you could say I'm still working on.
Well, what's been the biggest struggle? I mean, you mentioned you've got the race day nutrition dialed in, or you feel like you have. What's been the biggest struggle and the thing you've battled with the most outside of the race day stuff, the more day-to-day stuff?
I'm going to be really honest. I think the struggle is around being prepared and preparation. So it's knowing, you know, when to grocery shop and when to make meals and how, you know, how big of a meal to make so there's leftovers for your next meal, and just preparing food as though I would prepare my week for workouts. You know, it takes time and it takes thoughtfulness, and it's not that I don't have time and thought to put into it. It's that finding the right time, because after a workout, when you're hungry, is usually not the time to go to the grocery store.
Absolutely not. Steph, it's been amazing catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge. We look forward to following your progress in the months and years to come. And I know you've got lots more of these things in you, so we look forward to seeing how you progress in the sport.
Thanks so much, Brad. Really honored to be on your show.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.